With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. An Oneida County deputy has been cleared in a high-speed chase that ended in a deadly crash. 28-year-old Matthew Johnson was killed, and six people in another vehicle were hurt when Johnson crashed during the pursuit. After reviewing the incident, Oneida County District Attorney Jillian Pfeiffer said it was very clear that Deputy Michael Bettish was justified in starting the pursuit and continuing to chase Johnson. It happened the evening of January 17th on Highway 47 in the town of Newbold. Bettish tried to pull Johnson over for operating while revoked and multiple counts of misdemeanor bail jumping. Johnson initially pulled to the side, but then took off as Deputy Bettish was about to get out of his vehicle. Deputy Bettish pursued Johnson, whose speed exceeded 118 miles an hour. He went out of control trying to get around other traffic and crashed, striking another vehicle. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation looked into the crash and provided its findings to the District Attorney's Office for review. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says a Forest County woman stole tens of thousands of dollars from her elderly father. 43-year-old Heather Robinson of Leona is being charged with theft in a business setting as a crime against an elder. The Department of Justice says she stole more than $95,000 from her father. Robinson was appointed guardian of her father, who lives in a private long-term care nursing facility in Forest County. According to the criminal complaint, she was responsible for making the payments to the facility. The payments started going past due as Robinson tried to pay for it with the checks from her father's account, which had insufficient funds. An investigation uncovered Robinson stole more than $95,000 from her father's bank account between September 2023 and October 2024. According to the criminal complaint, roughly $67,000 of the total amount was used for online gambling. The case was investigated by the Department of Criminal Investigation. Robinson is due in court next month for an initial appearance. People that suspect they are a victim or know someone who might be a victim of elder abuse can make a report through Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline at 1-833-586-0107. Construction is expected to go forward next month on Boulder Junction's new disc golf course. It's the latest park-related improvement for the Vilas County town. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
By the end of May, the town of Boulder Junction hopes to open at least 9 holes of its planned 18-hole disc golf course. The Tall Pines Disc Golf Course will be built on town-owned land just east of the Boulder Junction Community Building. The town has already raised a large portion of the $24,000 to build it and is seeking more donors for the rest. Town Supervisor and Chair of the Park Board, Laura Birch, says they plan to have a dedication for the new course on May 25th.
They want to have a brat fry and celebrate this new venture for the town board and park board.
The disc golf course is one of the latest park-related improvements for the town. In the last couple of years, they overhauled the playground. Construction is expected to wrap up this summer on the new basketball court, which will be expanded to a full high school-size court, complete with benches and bleachers. Birch says these things are great for attracting visitors to town, but she's also hoping it will attract permanent residents.
I think it's important to invest in our community and be able to attract youth and young families to the area.
You can learn more about the planned projects on the Boulder Junction Parks and Recreation website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Firefighters responded to an early morning attic fire in Arbovita Tuesday. The call came in just after 4 a.m. for a house on Witches Lake Road. The caller said their roof was on fire. When first responders arrived, they found heavy smoke and what looked like a fire in the attic. Everyone made it out of the home safely. The Arbovita Fire Department was able to quickly extinguish the fire. The Wausau City Council voted last night to override Mayor Doug Denny's veto of a resolution supporting Medicaid funding. Council President Lisa Rasmussen said issues like untreated mental health conditions can lead to a strain on the city's resources.
Decisions that come from the state and federal level absolutely affect our operations and our budgets directly. We cannot have people not getting care. We can't have people not being allowed to stay in nursing homes because they're not getting benefits. We can't have pressure on public safety services.
Alder Lou Larson said city government has the most direct contact with citizens, so they need to speak up.
We're the bottom level of the government here. You know, who's going to, you know, if we don't say something, who is?
Mayor Denny said he's not opposed to Medicaid, but he doesn't think this is the type of issue the council should be worrying about.
I feel that we need to stick to city business, and that was the point of my vote. Talk about what our plan is. We have a lot of things we can do, and we have to get going on.
Tuesday's vote was 9-0 to override Denny's veto, with one Alder abstaining. The measure goes back to Mayor Denny's desk for consideration. If he doesn't sign it, it can be forwarded to lawmakers without a signature. Candidates in a race that will determine ideological control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court will square off in their only scheduled debate before the April 1st election. The contest will serve as a litmus test early in President Donald Trump's term in a key presidential swing state. Control of the court is on the line as it faces cases over abortion and reproductive rights, the strength of public sector unions, voting rules, and congressional district boundaries. The race pits Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel, a former Republican Attorney General, against Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, who is running in her first statewide race. The debate starts this evening at 7 p.m. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.